All right, earlier in the week, I let you guys know that I got married over the weekend. Thank you. Thank you. And about a day later, I'm at home and I check my email. And I have an email in my inbox from Norm.
From
and
me.
Norm and Donovan join us now, and Mikey is in there.
Yay.
As well. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to read the email to you. Craig, while I am very happy to hear of your nuptials, I am slightly annoyed that you did not consider Mary as your wedding photographer. However, she would like to give you a gift of a photo shoot package at 40% off. Clyde Warren Park or Fossil Rim would be great places to take the photos, in my humble opinion.
This is genius.
Cheers, Norm.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah. All right, so here's my first thought when I saw that. I was like, you're annoyed? You're a little annoyed?
I think this is a great gag because it's slightly believable.
It's absolutely slightly believable because I believed it.
Right. And it was just enough pushing the envelope and then pulling it right back.
Yes.
To where it never got quite out of the pocket.
Right. He said, I'm happy to hear of your nuptials, mm-hmm. but I'm slightly annoyed.
But you were Mary, of course, is a photographer.
Yes.
So, and he's offering her services.
Right.
And it is very Norm to say 40% off.
Yes.
Not free.
Not free. Not
of course not. No.
And he signed it, cheers, right. Norm, yep. Which is how he signs his email.
Yeah, right. Sure.
That's interesting.
Sign cheers.
Because back on October 7th, I got an email that said, George, a small favor, please. From now on, I need you out of my chair before I walk into the studio for the mix.
Yes.
I'd appreciate it if this began immediately. Cheers, Norm. So Norm has been sending out a lot of emails. And for those that don't know, Norm and I switch seats every day. I get up out of Norm's way. And when we have crosstalk, I go to the other side of the table.
And you're always annoyed because you always feel pressured.
I get out of the way for a Hall of Famer any day.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
Craig, help me out. He's annoyed.
No, and I'm
not annoyed.
I always just stand there until George has completely gotten his stuff packed up and George recycles some stuff. So I just... I'm patient. I stand there waiting.
I'm gonna say it's less standing and more hovering.
Yeah. If you're making contact.
Sometimes it's more hovering than they go hovering.
And I think George does the equivalent of the
parking spot.
He does the jerky thing of, you know, like the slow crosser across the road. He
right.
loves the fact that he's holding everyone up.
I try to get
you
out
do
of
that
Norm's
to Norm.
Way.
You see the person with their blinkers on waiting for your parking spot, and you open up the trunk.
Yeah,
and you close it.
Let me sort through these groceries before I close the trunk lid.
I'm out of this seat now before he gets into the studio per our email exchange.
Okay. It was a fake email exchange.
Now, Junior. Did you respond
yes.
to Norm's email? Would you mind reading that?
Yes.
Okay.
So I thought about it for a couple of hours, and then I thought, well, that's a little annoying that he was slightly annoyed, but it's not that big a deal. So I emailed him back, and I said, hey, we used a family friend. I never even thought of Mary. I didn't know she did weddings. And I've also got some other personal friends who do weddings, but we didn't ask them because we used a family friend. So don't be annoyed because my other friends weren't.
Oh. No.
So
wait.
It's a little.
That's a little kind of a jab in the ribs.
It's a little brushback pitchy.
Right?
I had to acknowledge the fact that he was annoyed.
Okay, all right.
But now understand something. Junior has bought into this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Junior thinks this is a.
This is
pretty
you.
Serious email yeah. that I sent Junior, and he's trying to be nice in the return and yet a bit firm.
Yet firm, right.
Yes.
So then I get an email from Norm, a reply, and it says, Junes, I have no idea where this note came from. I didn't send it. Bizarre. And when I saw that, I immediately knew what happened. And so I emailed Norm back, ha, you and I have been pranked. I didn't think it sounded like you, but I thought you might be having a bad day.
Okay, this is what it is. Norm is the only one out of anyone that uses that desktop that's in front of George.
That
only
desktop
one.
Computer.
Yes.
Right.
So he's tapping away every single day on his email, looking at stories and all that. And almost every single day, he forgets to close his email.
Yeah, that's how I closed my email to him, the response when I realized we'd been pranked. I said, did you leave your email account open on the work computer? And he responded, yes, I may have.
So now it's always funny to, because someone sits in that seat at the Norm and always notices that the email is open.
Donovan, who is it that sits in that seat?
Oh, it
on
is,
guest line one right now joining us.
It is one.
Hello,
Dan
caller.
McDowell.
That was my number one suspect.
Dan? I thought this was going to be Saroy.
I thought it was, too.
I thought for sure. I would have bet $100,000
Dan and I worked together, but he definitely tickled the ivory.
We all have a hand in writing the emails and the drafts. Are great.
Oh, I bet you guys laughed your asses off.
The one that was finally sent to Junior had so many different variations where we're all on the floor laughing. Like, no, okay, we can't send that. We have to kind of make it seem like it's believable.
Well, I knew it was probably Dan because he sits in that chair. And so every day, the first thing, Dan, I'm guessing when you sit down, you're looking at Norm's email.
Yes, I'm so happy right now.
It worked.
I never thought the Junior one would be believed. It was so ridiculous that he would offer you a 40% off gift.
My gift to you is 40% off.
But like you said, Gordo, that's kind of something Norm would offer.
That's right. It's the perfect blend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Dan skates because when I got mine, I did not respond to it. I walked out in the hallway, went up to Donovan and Mike and said, you're both jerks. So I didn't even suspect Dan.
I thought yours might be believed because he's just kind of asking his family to do something that he would that would make his life a little easier, and that's very believable.
I was a little confused by his suggestions for the photo shoot, Clyde Warren Park or Fossil Rim.
It's just 90 miles away.
Yeah. That's two adjacent parks there.
It's quite a hike for 40% off.
But it's a good deal, though.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
Well, exotic animals are her expertise,
that's
too.
That's right.
Right, true.
Fossil Rim.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, you're right.
That makes sense.
And we love the other side. We love Fossil Rim. Tony's taking us out there, and it's a great place to shoot photos.
Oh, man, it was funny.
The different variations of George's were very funny, too. Yeah. A lot of F-bombs in that.
Funny. I sniffed it out from the very first second.
If we could say those rough drafts, that would be the greatest thing ever. It's one of those, you type it out, you laugh, and okay, that's
okay,
not believable.
Too strong,
you
too
have,
strong.
You have to delete and start all over. But, yes, this is fantastic. And guess what? It's not going to be over. Because Norm is never going to...
No, it'll always be available.
Today, he'll do it.
Yes, he'll leave his email open again today. And it may start all over. So, Gordon, get ready.
It's a great...
You're next. Yeah, I'm next up.
We're picking everyone off one by one.
Well, the draft you eventually settled on was perfect because it got me. Okay. It was just believable enough to where I thought, well, slightly annoyed.
And that made you a little annoyed.
Yes.
Oh, that's
pissed
so
you
great.
Off. Congratulations. Congratulations on the people who set this up. This was a good one.
Yeah. Way to go, Dan.
In the long run, I think I should be credited because he's left this open hundreds of times over the years, and this is the only thing I've ever done. I could have done so much to your email, man. So give me credit. Thank me.
You got it, Dan. Credit
okay,
to you.
There it is. Well, thanks.
Credit to your dog. And believe me, that's not going to be left open again.
Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will.
All right, Dan. We'll see you. Good job, Dan, Party. Donovan, and Mike. 9:49 on the ticket. We'll talk to these guys again about Norm's email.
George, could you clear out? I've got to get over.
Yeah, I know. I got to move. I got to move.
Oh,
gotta
George, move. Get up. George, come on. Boys.
And we talked about a confusing moment on the air yesterday when we had Norm, Donovan, and Mike Saroy come in because both Junior and I received emails from Norm, and it turns out we received those emails because he left his email open on this desk computer that's in here in the studio. Norm's the only one who uses it, for his email, and he will routinely leave it open. Well, as it turns out, Dan McDowell, who sits in my chair, was the one who sent me the fake email about, in the future, please get out of my seat before I enter the studio.
Yes.
He chastised Junior for not using Mary as his photographer for his wedding, although he did offer for 40% off if Junior wanted to use Mary to do a photo shoot for them at either Fossil Rim or Clyde Warren Park. You bought it for a little bit. I knew immediately it was either Saroy or Donovan. I didn't even think of Dan McDowell. As it turns out, it was Dan McDowell. So we had this big on-air conversation yesterday and had a lot of yucks. And Norm said, I swear, because of this, I will never leave my email open again.
It's open right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, we get in this morning. I guess you hadn't checked your email because we got another email from Norm.
Oh,
lads,
no.
Had a great time joining your show earlier today. I promise I will never leave my email open again. That being said, if you three mother blankers ever tried to ambush me like that on air again, I will have you fired. Cheers, Norm.
Cheers. He left his email open again.
The very same day.
After that entire segment, and he on air said it'll never happen again, he left it open again.
Fire him.
And this, we all got this at 3:30 yesterday, so that's right when bad radio is done with Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Right.
Dan's off the air, and so Dan composed that email before he left.
Genius.
Those guys just can't help themselves.
Norm can't help himself.
And Norm can't help
leaving
himself
his
either.
Email open. No. So all of his private communiques, he leaves open for everybody to see every day. I don't understand that.
Has he ever been shown how to close it out? Craytray, have you ever showed him how to close out his email?
As an intern, he would make me compile all the emails and stuff. I'll know if he knows how to shut it off or not.
So you would
compile the emails?
Yes.
Like print them off for him?
Print them off. I would give him my computer to write them, you know, so I don't know if he knows how to use a computer, honestly.
Norm used to write them out.
Mm-hmm.
Hand him. Did he did that to you too?
Oh, did not do that to me. No.
Remember that he used to write out
his
response.
Yeah,
he would write out his response, give it to his producer, and his producer would email the person back. So yeah, email has always thrown Norm for a complete loop.
I've had to do a lot of MapQuest in 2012. So that was
MapQuest.
<fun.
Yeah. laughs> You had to print out MapQuest.
Hey, great. All right. And at some point, he has to get a smartphone, an updated phone, right? One that he can turn down the volume of the ringer.
He needs to get one without a ringer.
And I was trying to communicate with Norm the other day, and I started to text him, and I went, no, can't do that. You've got to call him. You can't send him a text.
Ooh, good question. Used to have text.
I don't think he does.
Oh, man, you don't remember. Those phones used to have text, though.
Yeah.
And I bet you he probably can receive them on that phone. I doubt he can text back. But
I thought one time I texted Norm and I said, hey, I texted you over the weekend. Did you get it? No. Don't get text. Now, that was a couple years ago, so I don't know if he's updated.
No, I think it's still the same phone.
I could see that on a flip phone. You don't want to send a text on a flip phone because it was so arduous to have to go through all those keys and type out. So you probably don't even want to read one that you're getting. You know, you just don't want anything to do with text.
I knew some girls who were so fast on texting on those phones.
Yeah, my kids used to.
Because you would have to hit, you know, whatever, to get S, you'd have to hit 8 three times or whatever. Mm-hmm. I forget what the... I can't imagine trying to compose a text that way now.
No, yeah, my kids could do it back in the day really fast. In fact, that was a deal when they were going to school. Kids, that's how they used to cheat on tests. They didn't even have to look. They would know and would communicate with each other underneath the desk with those things. Anyway, Norm and the email battle continues.